Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story, the wave of activism spurred by the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has spread to at least one Chicago public school today, where students and supporters walked out of class in solidarity with Palestinians. WBBM's Andy Dane is live on the news line from Jones College Prep in the South Loop.
Well, Lisa, this was far from your typical fourth period here at Jones College Prep, as students held a protest of the war in Gaza through a sit-in in the lobby of the school's south building. Now, parents that were gathered outside told us that the students, after moving from the lobby, went to the auditorium and continued their demonstration. Once that ended, they filed out of the school. A small group of them were chanting Free Palestine and the genocide, obviously critical towards Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden as well. And the group did not speak to reporters, quickly got on a bus, and they were on their way. Now, this was all supported by the school. In fact, they rescheduled a College Decision Day celebration to Friday in order to give the students a chance to protest and voice their concerns. The students we talked to that were heading in to the sit-in told us they were also supportive of the rally itself and the school's support for students wanting to share their thoughts. Important to note that at the same time that this was happening, a number of Jewish groups were speaking with reporters at the Loop Synagogue, sharing their thoughts on this and other demonstrations. Again, the sit-in was held, and students were quickly on their way once the school day came to an end. Reporting live outside of Jones College Prep, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Andy. Well, that sit-in is bringing a forceful response from leaders of the city's Jewish community. Rogers Park Alderwoman Deborah Silverstein, who's the only Jewish member of Chicago's City Council, joined speakers at the Loop Synagogue downtown today who say the city must do more to protect Jewish students. Jane Charney is with the Jewish United Fund.
It's important to recognize that the school sit-ins are not calls for peace between Israelis and Palestinians, but rather a large-scale movement to scare and harass Jews and isolate our community.
And the tent encampment at DePaul University enters its second day today. Dozens of students say they will not leave until the school discloses and divests any connection to groups profiting off the war. But people living around the Lincoln Park campus are expressing their own concerns, including this Jewish father of three whose children attend schools across the street from campus.
As a parent of Jewish children who walk to school, who play outside, who are in this area, my concern is for the safety of the community, our kids, etc.
A similar encampment on the quad at the University of Chicago is in its third day. 3:06 now. We're just getting details into the newsroom about an attack at a West Loop High School that sent at least one person to the hospital. WBBM's Jim Gutis has been working the phones on this. He's here at the anchor desk with what we know. Jim?
Lisa, it happened at Chicago Tech Academy in the 1300 block of West 14th Street shortly before noon. Investigators say a female entered the building and sprayed what's described as a chemical irritant at eight females between the ages of 15 and 19. Police say the attacker then fled and all of the teens sprayed with the chemical declined medical attention. Investigators say a 27-year-old woman suffered minor injuries during the incident and was taken to Mercy Hospital in fair condition. Police say no one's in custody. WBBM reached out to the school where administrators had no comment. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, summer's getting closer, and with it comes concerns about an increase in violence across the city. But police commanders told Chicago aldermen today that they are ready.
At a special city council hearing, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said his department's been preparing for a year for this summer for concerts, sporting events, teenage gatherings downtown, and, of course, the Democratic National Convention.
We also have to understand that there needs to be a balance between our deployments as it relates to the Democratic National Convention and our neighborhoods, because we still have to keep the entire city safe.
And while staffing is tight, he says other agencies and other cities will help make sure enough personnel are available. And Department Anti-Terrorism Chief Dwayne DeVries says for the convention, a unified command post will be in operation with officials from every relevant agency and department.
All those agencies will be represented in that one command post, so if we have a problem on the trains, we have somebody from CTA in that command post. They got the direct communication to what we need for that.
And there have already been training exercises at City Hall. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One in custody after a rideshare driver's car was stolen by a passenger in Old Town last
night. Police say it happened just after 11:30 at a gas station near North and LaSalle. A rideshare driver was inside the gas station when a woman who was his passenger drove away in his car. Police say no one was hurt and no arrests were made. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
He's been a regular at Chicago's Pride Parade for years. Now retired Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Tom Skilling will be the Grand Marshal at a parade in the suburbs.
President of Woodstock Pride, Melissa McMahon, says Tom Skilling gave a warm answer when she asked him 3 months ago to lead the parade celebrating the LGBTQ community.
I'm just tickled. I'm just tickled that you asked.
This will be the sixth year of the parade, she says, that last year had a lower than usual turnout.
It was pretty chilly and rainy and still had about 4,000 people. The prior year, we had almost 8,000 people, so we're prepared for 8 to 10 or more thousand people.
She jokes they hope the retired TV meteorologist brings good weather to the parade and other Pride events in Woodstock on June 8th and 9th. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There's late word from the State Department of Public Health that a bird in Douglas County that is south of Champaign has become the first to test positive for West Nile virus this season. Doctors say the specimen was collected nearly a month ago in the town of Villa Grove. They attribute the early detection to this year's mild winter and spring. So far, no human cases have been detected.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.